Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
TFBS, your stories.
Your stories.
Mount Pleasant,
the Falklands.
The MPC pool is usually pretty quiet, but not today. Today, the venue is playing its part in the Biffside Cup. It's round 9 of 12, and the discipline is water polo. I'm with Corporal Aaron Tilley, who is the organiser of today's event. So, Aaron, first of all, tell me how you decide which events are going to be included into the Biffside Cup.
At the beginning of the year, all the events are pretty much scheduled for the 12 events for the Biffside Cup. The 9th edition, which was today, was water polo.
And how many teams have entered today?
We had 8 teams enter. Usually we get a good 8 to 12 teams each month.
And finally, just before I let you go, you're obviously very busy today. How does the point system work in the Biffside Cup?
So each event, as we get the teams coming in, I think we've got roughly around 16 teams that enter. The winning team, very simple, will get 16 points. The second team will then get 15, and so on and so forth, all the way down to one for the final team.
I'm out with Lieutenant Jordan Willey, who is from the RRB. First of all, Jordan, tell me how you're doing overall in the Cup.
We're top of the league, so we're doing pretty well. Unfortunately, last couple of events we've not done so well, so we're actually only 1 point ahead.
And today it's water polo. So when selecting a team for an event like this, what do you look for from the players?
Fitness is the main thing. Obviously, if they've played water polo before, they're straight in the team. We've actually got a captain who's is a keen water polo player. He's obviously the key man. We just pass the ball and sort of work around him. But fitness is everything, so all the fit blokes are on the team.
And when you're actually in the water, do you have any tactics that you all use?
Obviously, water polo is a bit of a rough game. They're saying no contact on this, but obviously what they don't see can't hurt them. Tactics are just keep the ball moving about, attack quickly, strike quickly, and then obviously get back and make your ground back.
So you told me about the team selection process, you told me about the tactics, but are they actually paying off? How are you doing today?
We've had 3 games. We drew the first one. We're just sort of getting into it. And then the second game we managed to win 4-0, so it was a good victory. But we've just had a really tough game against the GDF and they've beat us 1-0. So not too good, I'm afraid, in the league stages.
Well, despite a few losses, the RRB went on to win this round, which secures their position at the top of the Biffside Cup table. Well, that is until the next round. This is Chris Keane at MPC Pool reporting for BFBS in the Falkland Islands.
Your stories.
Your stories. This is the Forces Station.
BFBS.